The reading this morning is from Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The Lord commands Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning, everyone, and a happy new year. Good morning to you if you're watching from home or here in church. I wonder if this is just a moment for us to, if you're able to stand up and turn around and stomp our feet just to get that circulation going a bit. And maybe if you're at home, you've been sat on your sofa for a bit of a long time. So let's just have a moment. It's quite cold here in church. Wonderful. Please be seated. I wonder if you've even thought about making any New Year's resolutions this year. Perhaps it's really difficult to get yourself motivated, or maybe you've realised that many of the things you might want to do are dependent on things that are outside of your control. One of my plans for 2021 is to, over a number of months, walk the Cotswold Way with two friends. But I can't do that if I can't drive to the starting point, nor can I do it if I can only meet outside with one other person, because this was going to be three of us doing it together. But we can choose resolutions that involve things over which we do have control, and our Joshua passage gives us a couple of ideas. I always think that this time, around the turn of the year, and Jackie's already sort of alluded to this, it feels a bit like standing on the threshold of a doorway between two rooms. Behind you is the room that you've just left, and you can look back to what is there. Imagine what that might be like, what you'd see in that room. I expect that all of us will see something of COVID-19 and its impact on our world and our country and our church and our lives. And then from that place on the threshold, we look forward into a new room ahead of us. We might stand there hesitating, worried about what's there, unsure, perhaps hopeful. Joshua and the people of Israel had to be experiencing something similar. They stood on the threshold of the promised land, with years in the wilderness stretching out behind them. But the book begins with, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. Moses is dead. This charismatic leader who had brought Israel out of Egypt towards the promised land is now dead. His greatness was legendary. Sometimes he'd been the only one walking in fellowship with God. At the end of Deuteronomy, in 34, verse 10, we read that Moses was different from other prophets because the Lord knew him face to face. No one could compare with him. But now he is dead. And here they are on the threshold of the promised land, but they no longer have the leader who had brought them this far. But it doesn't end there. Verse 1 goes on to say that after the death of Moses, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. Today's reading is made up of God's words to Joshua, and through him to the people of Israel. It was known that Joshua, who had been Moses' assistant from a young age, would take over from him one day. But nevertheless, there must have been a good deal of fear and anxiety about what next. God reminds his people of two things, that they are to hold on to his promises and to hold on to his word. Great things for us to resolve to do as we go into 2021. So if you've got a Bible with you or on your phone, please do have it open at this passage in Joshua 1. And we're going to look first at verses 2 to 5. The first thing that the Lord says to Joshua, just to rub it in a bit more, is, Moses, my servant, is dead. The people have grieved for him. We know that from the end of Deuteronomy. But now the Lord uses this as a launch pad to remind Joshua and the people that his promises are as sure as ever. And they are to get ready and cross into the promised land. It was a daunting task. Emotionally, without Moses being with them, and physically, because between them and the land is the raging River Jordan, running through a deep valley with steep mountains on both sides and swollen at the time of crossing, so likely to have been about a mile wide at that point. Yet the Lord says that now is the time. He continues to lead his people. His plans for them will be fulfilled. This is a land that he is going to give them, that he had promised to Moses and indeed to Abraham right back in Genesis. His promises are as sure as ever, and God is continuing to be at work in his people, leading them on. They can be confident that the Lord is giving the land to them. But it isn't just any land. Joshua can't lead the people where he fancies. In verse 4, we read of really specific boundaries to the north, south, east, and west. Moving into this territory, Israel has the promise that no one will be able to stand against them. And as the Lord was with Moses, so will he be with them on this journey. He will never leave them. The land, God says, is a gift. It is theirs. But the people still have to be ready to be faithful in playing their part. There is something about God taking the initiative, but his people having to respond to claim the gift that he has prepared for them. The people of Israel have had a bumpy ride. They've spent years wandering in the desert. They've wavered in their commitment to the Lord time and again. They've just lost their leader, with still the scary task of entering and claiming the promised land ahead of them. And yet what they find is that God is still the same God. The promises he made to them still stand. His plans are still going to be fulfilled. The first four verses are addressed to Joshua and the Israelites, to God's people. And what of us, God's people here in Newbury? 2020 has been a bumpy ride for the church across our land. For us at St. Nick's, COVID-19 brought many things to an abrupt halt. The Lent course, our three distinct services on a Sunday, the ease of connection, the sharing of communion, our children's work, the progress of our vision, just to name a few things. and we still cannot resume these in the ways we would like to. But into that comes the word through Joshua that God's promise, his purposes, will still be worked out. He has not stopped working in his church. Jesus will continue to build his church, even if the raging river ahead looks daunting. As with the people of Israel, he has brought us this far, and he is not going to abandon us now. We have seen God at work this year, this past year, in our finances, our small groups, our prayer meetings, our online presence, our worship, and through so many of you who've stepped up in different ways. He has given us so much and still has much to give. Ultimately, God's greatest gift will always be the gift of his Son, Jesus, the life and forgiveness he offers us, whose arrival we have just celebrated. As the land God was giving to the Israelites required a response on their part, so we too each have to accept God's gift to us in Jesus, if it is to be more than head knowledge and to be a part of our experience. It's a bit like a Christmas present under the tree with your name on it. It doesn't really mean anything or become yours until you open it. And wonderfully, as we respond to Jesus, we have a part to play in working with him, maybe in new ways and in new places, with the promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So let's resolve to hold on to God's promises, that he continues to work in his church and through his people. Let's remind each other that he will fulfill his purpose in us and that he will be with us this year, still working in us to be and to bring good news to Newbury. Let's ask each other, particularly when it's difficult, where have we seen God at work in our life together? Hold on to God's promises. And then secondly, hold on to God's word. Look with me at verses 6-9. In these verses, God's words are addressed to Joshua alone. Here, the you becomes singular. Joshua might be tempted to retreat without Moses there with him. So the Lord encourages him. Three times he says to Joshua, "Be strong and courageous," verse 6. "Be strong and very courageous," verse 7. "Be strong and courageous," in verse 9. He needs to be strong and courageous because he is leading the people into the land. And in taking courage, he needs to be careful to hold on to the book of the law, God's teachings through Moses. He must obey what it says. He must never turn from it to the right or to the left, but keep it central to his life. He is to speak it out and discuss it. He's to think it over day and night and lead the people to chew it over too. The word law doesn't really do it justice. It represents what it means to live for the Lord, a pattern for the whole of life. It's not just about the coming battles, but what the book of the law says for Joshua's whole life. It's about living a life that honors God in every area, living in the light of all that God has done in history to save his people. And this will lead to success and prosperity. And what that means in its widest sense is about flourishing and thriving and being strong. Psalm 1 gives a great picture of this. Read it later. "The one who delights in the law of the Lord is like a tree planted by water that stands strong, producing fruit and not withering." It's clear that Joshua's courage is not about gritting his teeth, screwing up his courage on his own, but it has its roots in knowing God's word and that God is with him. Our reading ends, "Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And that's a verse I used to have on my bedroom wall as I grew up. It's such an encouraging verse. What about you and me? God asks us to hold on to his word. Let's place our feet firmly on that foundation. Read the Bible regularly. Reflect on what you read. Chew it over. It might take courage when you feel like giving up. It might take courage to do what it's asking of you. If you don't know where to start, try one of the Gospels. Find a Bible app that works for you. Buy some daily reading notes. Listen to the Bible on a CD. But let's also meditate on the Bible together. We do that a bit on a Sunday, but a small group or Alpha would give you the chance to discuss things more and ask questions. Our vision document states that we want to be a church where the Bible is central to what we believe about God and how we live for him. And that in itself may require courage, as the truth of the Bible is being undermined in our time, even from within the church. One of the key messages of Christmas is that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And that's the message in verses 5 and 9 of our reading. First to his people, God says, "I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." And then to us as individuals, "I, the Lord your God, will be with you wherever you go." The book of Hebrews takes up this theme in chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Because of God's presence, we can say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" We need to hear that as we head into a new year with so much anxiety and uncertainty all around us. So if you need a New Year resolution or two that you can control, opt for these two: to hold on to God's promises and to accept God's gift in Jesus. To hold on to God's word. To close, I wonder if you know a poem called "God Knows," written by Minnie Louise Haskins. It became famous when part of it was used by King George VI in his Christmas Day message in 1939, the first Christmas Day of the Second World War and all the uncertainty of that time. There may even be some in our church family who can remember hearing it. I think my dad probably can. It goes like this. "I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, 'Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown.' And he replied, 'Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way.'" Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for having brought us this far. Thank you for your presence with us as we head into this new year and its challenges. May we resolve to hold on to your promises and to your word, which will be a lamp to our feet and a light for our unknown path. Give us the courage we need and the confidence in you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.